A lot of great novels explore the depths of human suffering. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick is here with two such dark tales. And Marianne, I have to say, I've heard a lot about this first book you have, and it sounds pretty disturbing.
Hi, Lisa. About midway through Gabriel Tallent's explosive debut novel, My Absolute Darling, 14-year-old Julia Alveston, a.k.a. Turtle, eats dinner at a friend's house for the first time in her life. Seated with the nice, normal family of four in their nice, normal dining room, Turtle may as well have gone to Mars. Since her mother died when she was small, her father has gone off the rails. The main features of her upbringing in a rundown house on 60 acres above the Northern California cove where her mother drowned have been a huge arsenal of guns, intense paranoia and survivalist training, deep involvement with nature, and continual verbal and sexual abuse, even torture. At the same time, she is her father's absolute darling. "Do you know what you mean to me?" he says. "You save my life every morning that you get up and out of bed." Then she has raw eggs for breakfast while he has a beer. At school, her teachers see all the red flags of abuse, but her dad has trained Turtle to instantly shut down the merest discussion of her situation or face being taken away by the authorities. After one particularly horrible incident, Turtle lights out for an unannounced hike and comes upon two nerdy high school boys lost in the wilderness. She is eavesdropping in amazement as they discuss whether to enter an abandoned cottage. Brett says, Dude, what if you go in there and there's like one deformed albino child on a rocking chair with a banjo? And Jacob says, and he takes us prisoner and makes us read Finnegan's Wake to his peyote plants. And Brett says, you can't tell anyone my mom made us do that. You can't. By the time they make it out of the woods, Turtle has fallen in love, which clearly is not going to go over very well at home. There is an ungodly number of carefully described weapons in this book, and you know what they say about a gun in the drawer. They say similar things about a cove with dangerous tides and a psychotic abuser who feels threatened. As much as you know it's coming, you'll still be set back a notch by the glorious, terrible pyrotechnics Tallent unleashes in his climax here. In 2013, I was one of the judges for the Kirkus Prize, and we gave the $50,000 to a woman named Hanya Yanagihara. Her novel, A Little Life, told the story of four men who meet as college roommates, then move to New York and spend the next three decades gaining renown in their professions, architect, painter, actor, and lawyer, and struggling with the demons in their personal lives. The lawyer, a charismatic and beautiful man named Jude, is the most mysterious. Even his best friends know almost nothing about his past, no idea who raised him or where, no clue what happened to his legs that caused his limp and his debilitating bouts of pain. If you missed this book when it came out, consider adding A Little Life to your list. Its darkest details are interspersed with moments of epiphany and beautiful details about art, food, math, and New York City. Each of these novels achieves something similar to what happens in the best Holocaust books, seducing us with beautiful language and characters, then setting loose the drama and horror of true human evil.
The books are My Absolute Darling by Gabriel Tallent and A Little Life by Hanya Yanagihara. You can find information about the books, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.